Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for August 15th, 2024. Just a note on my mother-in-law. She's still with us and I'll keep you updated on what's going on there. So thank you for all your prayers and thoughts on that end. So what we're seeing right now in mortgage rates, they're eased a little bit yesterday, but that's going to be short-lived. Why? Well, consumers still spend like drunken sailors, and no disrespect to the drunken sailors out there. Retail sales soared past Wall Street's estimate, and that's kind of taking a chunk out of what the Federal Reserve's going to do. They're not going to do 50 basis points now, and I haven't been predicting that, but this just validates the 25 basis points most likely they're going to cut. So let's get over to the market news that we have. I'm going to take it over to Rick Santelli right now. He's going to give us the breaking news when it comes to retail sales. And once he's done, what we're going to do is I'll break this down for you, give you all the economic news and where the bond market's going from here and what I expect for mortgage rates. And there also is a conversion or a tweaking of the CME FedWatch tool today. We're going to go over that at the end of the video. So without further ado, Rick, tell us what's going on, buddy, in today's news.
And everything is hitting the wires. Empire Manufacturing for the month of August down 4.7%, and that follows down 6.6%.
Okay, another learning lesson. Remember, watch these indices. As he's talking, they're going to move tremendously. This is the stock market or the equity markets, how they're moving on the data. And then down through here, these are all the yields on the different, like the 10-year treasury, the U.S. prime, 15-year fix, and so forth. So watch how these things move. And then a lot of this is getting confusing, might be a little bit over your head. So I'll put it together at the end of the video when he's done. Hang tight.
We have had a lot of negative numbers. Matter of fact, every number this year has been negative. Now let's look at retail sales. Headline number, 1%, double plus expectations, 1% on a headline number. That's the best going back to April of 22. Let's strip out autos, shall we? It diminishes, but still much better than the up 0.1% we were looking for. It comes in at up 0.4. Strip out autos and gas, still up 0.4. The control group, or what we call core retail sales, that is up 0.3. That's a pretty good number, 0.3, and it follows up 0.9. I don't see any revisions yet on the retail sales, but it may be forthcoming. Now let's look at Philly Fed. This is an August number, like Empire. Philly Fed comes in at -7. We're expecting a positive number, -7. Well, we were at -10.6 at the beginning of the year. That is your comp. Now, let's look at initial claims. Initial claims, 227,000. That's definitely below the 235. We're looking for a slight revision of 234,000 for last month. So that means we are down 7,000, and that is something to watch. It's probably why yields are moving up a bit, because, of course, this demonstrates the economy might not be slowing as much, and the labor market actually might not be diminishing as much as the jobs report demonstrated. Now let's look at continuing claims. Are we going to have the 10th consecutive month over 1.8 million? Indeed we are. 1,864,000. And finally, a lot of prices coming in. These are July import prices, month over month, up 0.1. We're expecting a down number, up 0.1. That's the biggest positive month over month since April of last year. Strip out petroleum, and it is now up 0.2. Up 0.2 follows up 0.2. And if we look at year over year, those were month over month. Now let's go year over year to import prices, expecting up 1.5%, comes in a bit higher, up 1.6. That equals right now a revision. Last month's 1.6 now becomes up 1.5. But these are some of the juiciest numbers going back to the end of 22. Let's look at export prices month over month, expecting goose egg comes in higher at 0.7. 0.7 equals April of last year. To find a higher, you have to go back to August of 23. And finally, export prices year over year expected up 1.1. Buckle up. 1.4%. 1.4% is the hottest since January of last year. Now we see that yields pretty much up and equity's up. Good news is good news. Some of these, of course, are showing the economy is doing better. Labor market not deteriorating as much, but it is a split decision. Claims on the initial side going down, continuing claims hanging tough. Santoli, back to you.
So he was basically painting not a bad picture. Retail sales are up. Yeah, they were up a little bit hotter than expected. But the jobs market, that's where everybody's watching right now. They're predicting the jobs market just going terribly bad. And this is reinforcing that. So what he meant by good news now is good news. It was like every time the good news came out, it would be like, okay, the Fed's not going to cut rates now and the markets just tumble. Today, we actually had good news. And what we go over to the equity markets and what are they doing? They're up. Okay, so this is what normally happens in a normal market. You have good economic news, the markets go up, and the bond market suffers. Okay, when you have bad economic news or worldwide events that are basically just causing a huge amount of concern or fear in the markets, let me show you a quick little index. The VIX, a lot of people will reference back to the VIX. What is the VIX? So think of this as volatility, or how scared, let's just put it this way, how scared are the equity markets. So this is where it normally is. Let's just go back. Let's go to a 5-year chart. I don't know if that's going to be a good representation. We'll just go a 1-year chart. Okay. This is where you can see the anomaly happen. So the VIX, this is basically saying the markets are calm. As this goes up, the markets are getting a little skittish. You can go through here, you know, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden, wham. You know, this means the markets are just freaking out. If you go back and let's look at the max, there's probably another time back through here, right through here. What happened here? This is when the markets completely imploded on themselves as well, back in 2008. Okay, so this doesn't happen very often. So this happened, and that's what caused the markets to plummet a couple weeks ago. And this is, you know, now we're back into these levels where the markets are kind of calm right now. So that's just a little tidbit there. So let's get over to the equity markets, like he was saying. Let's go over to the calendars to show these numbers. Last reading on the core retail sales was 0.5. It was expected to drop to 0.1. It came in at 0.4. Then we have initial jobless claims. It was 234, came in at 227. Here's the anomaly right through here. Philly Fed manufacturing. How strong is our manufacturing sector? It was 13 previously. They expected it to come down a half of that, about to 5. It came in at -7. How did these guys miss this so far? And then right through here, retail sales. -2 was a previous reading. It was supposed to go up to 0.4, and it went all the way up to 0.1. So whoever's doing this, these analysts right through here, they need to hire new analysts, because this is dismal. Okay, so that's what's happening there. Let's get it. Where are really people shopping? They're shopping at Walmart. They're shopping at Walmart because Walmart is killing it on its earnings. Look at the date of this. It is today, August 15th, 2024. Exceeds a second Q2 expectations, raises guidance. So Walmart is killing it right now. Let's go over to their stock prices and see what it's doing. Look, it's up almost 31%. The stock is up almost 31% this year alone. This is the 1-year chart. It's crazy. So if you have money, this is where I'm saying the have and have nots. If you have money, you invested in Walmart, you're up 30% on your money. So this is where the haves and the have-nots really get separated. Okay, so let's get over to the indices to see how the bond market is reacting to this. Now, when I got an alert this morning, so this is the MBS that we follow on a daily basis. This tells us exactly, you know, basically where mortgage rates are going to go. We watch the mortgage bond, and that's it right through here. It's called the MBS. It is down 22 ticks. But when this report came out this morning, I got an alert on my phone. I was actually in the shower, and it was down tremendously. It was down like 40 points or something like that. So we're about half back. And this, I think they're dissecting the retail sales, saying, okay, people are still buying. We had actually kids going back to school. So a lot of people are going to be doing those school shopping, and they're shopping at Walmart. Okay. So for their necessities. So yeah, retail sales was up, but it's where they're shopping is kind of a something that we should look into as well. So that's what we got going on right now. The MBS is down 22. So that means we're going to probably uptick in rates about 0.8. So if we go back to where rates are, these are the top 6 products people use when they're buying their first house. So rates will probably get about to 6.55% today. Not a huge move like I thought, you know, right out of the bell this morning. But let's get over to here's also a little thing that we've been watching every day as we've watched the CME Fed Watch tool. I've been saying I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to cut 50 basis points. I wasn't on the bandwagon of, you know, them doing a, you know, an immediate cut when the jobs numbers came out about a week or so ago, when a lot of people were saying that. But we have the CME Fed Watch tool right now. If you break it down, let's go through here. I'll get my head out of the way for 1 second. You can see right through here, federal funds rate, they're expecting it at the next meeting to be at 5 to 5.25. Right now, the federal funds rate is 5.25 to 5.5. So that means there's a 75% or 76% probability that the Federal Reserve is going to cut 0.25%. Guys, I'm pretty much sure that the Federal Reserve is just baked in this 25 basis points. They're not going to do any more. They're not going to do any more because they don't want to shock the market to say, oh, things might look a little bit worse than we expect. They don't want to do that. That's why they didn't come out and do the emergency cuts. Okay, so that's what we're seeing on the market fronts right through there. So the market overall in general, things are calming down a little bit based on the VIX. These numbers weren't catastrophic and the equity markets are loving it. So I'll try to be back this afternoon. We're kind of on on call basically with my mother-in-law to see what's going on there. So I might be back later this afternoon for the closing bell. If I'm not, probably something not good happened to my mother-in-law. So thanks for all your prayers and wishes there. But you guys might say, Dan, a lot of you guys might say, Dan, who are you? What do you do? Well, I'm actually just a loan officer. I'm out here trying to help you guys understand the real estate market. So I've been in the business for 35 years. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I'm actually federally licensed, which means if you're in any state of the whole country, I can help you out. I can even help you out if you're in Puerto Rico. So here's what we do. Why do I choose to be a broker? Well, I joined ServBank a few years ago because they have a federal presence. So it allows me to be federally licensed. But I also need to be a broker because I need all the options available for you guys. So here's what this helps you with. Would you like to have one application and one credit pool and then get quotes from, let's say, 30, 40, 50 different places? Well, here's where you start. Okay, I'm actually a broker. We're gonna shop your loan with up to 50 different lenders and then provide you the best estimate that we got from all those lenders. And we will be your contact person. You will be working with me. And so how do you reach out to us? What I always tell people is don't disqualify yourself. If you're trying to buy that first house, maybe trying to refinance, you need a reverse mortgage, you're trying to buy that first investment property, and you're just like, Dan, I don't know how to do this. That's what we're here for. We have three loan officers that'll be answering the phone. I'm one of them. We all have over 20 years of experience, and we're here just to help you. So how do you find us and how do you reach out to us? Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. The first thing, if you're looking to buy a house, I suggest you click the grant finder right through there. It's going to find national grants for you, as well as if you live in the Chicagoland area. We just got $1 million. Yes, $1 million from the Federal Home Loan Bank to use up by the end of the year. And it's $10,000 increments. So if you want to see if you qualify, check the Chicagoland Grant Finder up there. And then if you qualify or you don't and you still want to figure out, can you do something? Click the Apply Now button and you're on your way. But you might say, Dan, I need to talk to somebody now. You can do that as well. Just go to the bottom of our website and you're going to find all that information right through there. Right at the bottom, you're going to see our 800 number and as well as my email address. And yes, this is me returning emails back to you. So thank you so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon and I hope to see you at the closing bell. Take care. See you then.